You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago.
Told you we were going deep.
Town that
built back
Sunday couldn't shut down.
More than 100 years ago for this one. On this day in 1915, guy you might know, Frank Sinatra, born singer, actor, producer. Died in May of 1998 after a heart attack. Frank Sinatra's been dead for 20 years. Oh, my goodness. Died in May of 1998, but Frank Sinatra, what an amazing singer. If you ever hear or read some of how he did his work, how he worked in the studio recording these songs, it's incredible stuff. Frank Sinatra, born on this day back in 1915. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Christine Flowers joins us now, an attorney, writer for the Inquirer, Daily News, Delaware County Daily Times, elsewhere. You can find her on Twitter at FlowerLady61 and some of her stuff up at Philly.com. Christine, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, Scott, good morning and happy birthday to my fellow Sagittarian, Frank Sinatra. Adore him.
It's not a bad day to listen to some Frank, right? That'll be good. Christine, I just wanted to get some reaction to, we had some couple of relatively big news stories yesterday, and one, we don't know how it's going to end yet, and this is the conversation, confrontation in the Oval Office between President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer talking about funding. We've got 9 days to go before a budget bill needs to be done. Didn't seem like they were all that close yesterday. What's your takeaway from that conversation in the Oval Office yesterday?
I think, Scott, it was predictable that it was, especially because it was filmed, it was before the cameras. It was a show for the voters, for both the base, for the Democrats, for Nancy and Chuck, and for the president's supporters as well, and a little bit of a tug of war. I don't think anything substantial really was established, but we did sort of get the lay of the land as to what kind of dynamic there was going to be between Schumer and Trump, and especially Pelosi and Trump. I mean, Nancy's back, and she's better than ever. And she's definitely sort of drawn that line that she's tried to put out there, also for her kind of the critics in her own caucus, that she wasn't going to take any kind of pushback from the president. I think, unfortunately, it made her look petty. I think it made her look on the defensive, especially with the comments that she allegedly made later on about the president's manhood. You know, when they go low, we go lower. But it just established that it's going to be a long couple of years, both for the president and for the Democrats. I don't think there's going to be a lot of kumbaya going on, despite what they might have liked us to believe.
Yeah, I think, and you can obviously disagree, I think we'll see much more of this. I think this is the president's way of dealing with this soon-to-be divided government, meaning we're going to see more public back and forth between the president and, in this case, Nancy Pelosi, because he thinks it's better to do all this in the public eye. You know, no backroom deals, no things behind the scenes. Let's hash it out and let people hear exactly what we think and what we want.
I absolutely agree. And you know what, Scott, and I don't know what your take on this is, but yesterday's performance or yesterday's meeting sort of pointed out to me the increasing irrelevancy of Chuck Schumer. It appeared as if there was a binary world, and on one hand you had Nancy Pelosi, and on the other hand you had the president. And you had it as a satellite. Well, Mike Pence wasn't saying anything. I think he was dignified, but you had Chuck Schumer out there sort of trying to throw barbs, but he appeared to be, and you know, he's still the minority leader in the Senate and even more of a minority leader after January, but did it seem to you that he was even less of a player, of a character, of a figure, and that from now on we're going to be looking at Pelosi Trump, with Schumer kind of, you know, circling around and trying to get some attention.
I think that Chuck Schumer's role, and I can't get inside Democrats' heads, thank goodness. I think Chuck Schumer's role is going to be as an instigator. I mean, he's a New York guy. Trump's a New York guy. I think they kind of have this begrudging New York respect. They don't mind going after each other. So in my mind, Chuck Schumer becomes kind of the attack dog, while Nancy Pelosi is the negotiator in this in the Democrat leadership. At least that's how I see it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she said, what was it that she said afterwards? She said something like, I was the mob. I was going to be the mom.
Yeah.
It didn't appear that way to me that she was talking to be the mom, you know, unless it was Ma Barker was the mom she was talking about. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. If nothing else, for those of us who watch politicians and politics and we live on this stuff, it'll be fascinating because there are three very strong personalities. And then you have Mike Pence, who actually appeared to be the dad.
Right,
and
right.
I mean, there was some criticism of him as being, well, you know, he didn't say anything. What was the problem? I think that gave him the gravitas that he's had anyway. But it'll be interesting, definitely.
Christine Flowers with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. We've got about 45 seconds. I also wanted to ask about this criminal justice reform bill. It's going to get a vote in the Senate, Mitch McConnell says, and it will happen before the end of the year. What do you think here?
I think it's great. I think it's great for the president. I think it's great for the Republicans. I think it shows that we are really willing to do something substantive with respect to criminal justice reform. And it's not just lip service being paid. This will be the most consequential criminal justice reform bill in a generation. And I think that if McConnell gets it through, this will be a huge feather in the cap for President Trump, and it will be something really consequential.
Mm-hmm.
Other, you know, Democrats and diversity proponents give it lip service about, oh, how they care about minorities and the poor and this and that. This bill will really do something for them, and so I think it will be a Christmas present both for, you know, for the target demographic.
Yep.
And also
Christine
for
Flowers at Flower Lady 61.